You are listening to Bravo Breakdown, a VIC radio production.
Hey, I'm Lexi.
And I'm Maddie.
And this is Bravo Breakdown.
Woo, woo.
Yeah. This week we're recapping the final episode of Summer House, season 5.
Sad. Well,
very sad.
Technically, I still have the reunion.
Yeah, but unfortunately for us, finals are coming up, so this is going to be the last episode of Bravo Breakdown for the semester, which is sad, but also...
I feel like the reunion isn't usually right after, isn't it? They're usually like a week break and then it happens, or is that just with Real Housewives?
I'm not sure. This year, Summer House like actually gets a real like reunion set.
Yeah. I think they've had, I think they've had before.
They've had reunions, but they've been through like Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, that studio.
So now they like actually have like a reunion set, like all the real other, like all the other Real Housewives shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's exciting. But yes. All right. So let's get into it. We start off the episode with Hannah and Amanda's fight continuing, and Hannah stormed off.
Yeah.
And Sierra followed her, and Hannah was venting to Sierra, saying how it's exactly like last summer that Paige and Amanda are judging her relationship. But Paige, she's only mad at Paige because Paige didn't really like stick up for Hannah. She just kind of sat there. But then Paige goes on to say that since last summer, and like speaking up, she's just going to keep her mouth shut because she doesn't want drama with Hannah. And I don't think Paige and Amanda were like judging Hannah's relationship with Dez. They were just pointing out that like they didn't really get to know him these past 3 days. Like it wasn't like he's bad for you. It was just like we don't really know him.
And I think I might have said this at the end of the last episode, but I forget. But if anything, by Amanda and like the girls bringing it up, they're showing that they care about their relationship, and they would have never brought it up if they didn't care and like Dez.
Yeah, it was different last summer because they brought it up because they didn't like how Luke was treating Hannah.
Yeah.
They only brought it up because they like how Hannah and Dez are. They just want to get him to know him more. It wasn't like... you need to break up with him. It was like, no, we like would actually like to spend time with him.
Yeah.
It was just, I think honestly, it was just like Hannah being defensive and everything. And it just got escalated. It was dumb to me.
Yeah. Like I understand Hannah's point that she was trying to say, but it was came off very defensive, and that why like the point kind of got screwed. But our point was kind of like, oh, we haven't seen each other in many months, like this is our first time really hanging out in person together, like we want rather spend it together, which I get. If she would have just said that simply, then the girls would have been like, oh yeah, like we get that.
Yeah,
like yeah. It was just stupid.
Yeah. And Danielle was like bringing up how Robert's doing this, but like Robert came for the week. Dez came for like 3 days, so there's a difference. Like Danielle and Robert actually had time, more time to spend together, that they could like branch out rather than Dez and Hannah. But they're still at the pool party, and Stravi and Lindsay are in a like good place with each other, but honestly I just think it's the alcohol.
Yeah. I think it's just like on a high from like getting all the flowers and stuff, and it's summer.
Yeah. That won't last long, as we come to see, but...
Yeah.
Hannah ends up calling Dez and, like, tells him everything about the fight. And he actually, like, calms her down and talks her down out of, like, her angry place and everything. And I looked at that scene, and I was like, you know what? They're very good together. They compliment one another. He's able to calm her down and bring her to a better place and think more rationally than just like firing off at people.
Yeah, and I think it also helps that Dez is older, where he's more mature.
Yeah.
And Hannah's, well, her, she's younger, she's not as mature. And so, like you said, it balances each other. And I feel like even if Hannah is kind of, like, wrong in a way, Dez will, like, say that, but in a way that comforts her.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. Later in the night, Luke ends up talking to Stravi and tells him her, like, ring size. And he was like, oh, are you, like, planning to propose? And Stravi tells Luke, oh, I mean, not really right now. That's, like, a big step to take. Even though, what was it, like, two nights ago? He was like, Lindsay, I want to marry you. I want to have kids. I was like, what?
Yeah, and wasn't this right after... Was this right after their, oh, when they were, oh, yeah. Because they're, the night before when they're in a big, in a good mood and you were just saying it's just because of the alcohol, like what we were just talking about.
Yeah, they were in a good mood because of the alcohol. And it's just like, now that he's like somewhat sober, he's like, oh, no, maybe not. It's like, oh my gosh, I really can't. Roller coaster. Paige has a little conversation with Perry on the phone. And again, it just doesn't go well because Perry's, I think, jealous that she's like changing and spending the summer with people. But really, Paige is just outgrowing the relationship. And she says at the end, she's like, I know, I do not. Like, when I get out of here, I do not want to be in a relationship with him.
Yeah, I just think she didn't want to do it over the phone, which is good.
Yeah.
But it's like whenever she talks to Perry on the phone, it's like the same conversation.
Yeah, it's just basically him saying like, oh, you never talk to me, like I feel like I don't have a girlfriend. And you could tell Paige just doesn't care at this point. She's just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like she just doesn't care. And yeah, it's just evident that she wants out at this point. Then they have like a little game night, and the game night was like actually a fun night, it looked like. But then Lindsay got a little too hammered, and of course it ended with her and Stravi getting into a fight over just Lindsay being too hammered. And it's just, it's so dumb. Like, it's so dumb.
Oh yeah, this is the one when Stravi was still hanging up upstairs with the guys. And
And she was downstairs. Texting him.
Yeah, and she's like, calm down. But I just don't think he was looking at his phone. And then she came up and was like, what'd you say? We're like,
she's like, if you don't want to hang out with your girlfriend, you can leave.
Yeah. Like, and so he like left, or he was about to leave.
Yeah,
and
he was about to leave. Yeah. Danielle took his bags. She was like, it's going in my room. Like, you're not leaving.
Danielle was the first to say, it was like, this is a test. This is a test. Whereas, like, I don't think it was a test. I just think it was just how Lindsay reacts.
I think that's how Lindsay reacts, because she likes to push people and test them, like, how far can you go till I, like, break you? She has said that she has abandonment issues, which I think she should, like, work out truly, because it is affecting her relationships at this point. But she pushes and pushes to see how far somebody is willing to stay. And I think anyone, after a certain point, you just can't stay anymore. You're like, if you keep pushing me, like, I'm gonna leave. And I think that's just where Stravi is. Like, Stravi just got back into the relationship and she's already like pushing him and testing him, and he's like, okay, then I'll leave again. Like, literally, this is not why I came back. But yes, and the night ends, and it's the next day, and Lindsay and Stravi are still fighting. They're not really like talking to one another, but it's just like so tense and awkward, and it's just very uncomfortable.
Yeah, they didn't talk until the end of the day.
Yeah. And Carl is preparing and planning a little practice wedding for Kyle and Amanda, because as he says in the confessional, he is a Kyle and Amanda stan.
Yeah. What did he put the name together? Commanda?
Commanda?
Maybe? I don't think that was it.
I don't know.
But I remember, I think they like flashed that on the screen, but I forget what it was.
They did. I forget too, and I literally just watched it. But So, like, this whole day, everyone's kind of preparing and getting stuff ready. And Hannah and Amanda have a conversation. And Amanda asks if Hannah always brings up Kyle when they fight to hurt her. And Hannah says no. But my thought process is like, well, then why do you do it every time?
Yeah. Right.
It just doesn't make sense if you're not doing it to, like, get under Amanda's skin. Why bring up Kyle?
Like, I think her argument was like, oh, it's a fair comparison, but it's not. And it's, like, random.
It's always random. Like, she'll be talking about one thing, and then she'll just bring Kyle into it. And
yeah.
Amanda's like, how do you continue to do that? Like, what does Kyle have to do with this, like, at all?
Yeah.
And Amanda is honestly always going to defend Kyle. It's her fiancé and I think her now husband. Like, so why can't Hannah, if she cares about Amanda so much, just, like, try to work things out with Kyle for Amanda? Like, it just seems that Hannah is always getting in between the relationship and expects Amanda to drop Kyle. But, like, she's not going to do that.
What shows who Hannah is what she says after Paige gave the speech at dinner, which yeah. happened later, was like, this summer I decided to stand up to Kyle while Paige is still kissing his butt.
Yeah, later on, Amanda asked Paige to be a bridesmaid, and Hannah found out about it and was basically like, I guess this is Paige's reward for, like, keeping her mouth shut the entire summer.
Yeah.
Which, if I'm Paige and I'm watching that, I'd be like, okay, rude.
Yeah, they'll definitely talk about that at the reunion.
I hope. To me, that's not okay for, like, a best friend to say, like,
yeah.
Oh, because I kept my mouth shut, I became a bridesmaid. Like, what are you calling me, weak or something? Like,
yeah.
That was annoying. But then Danielle and Lindsay have a talk about Lindsay and Stravi's relationship. And Lindsay asks if she's the problem in the relationship. And we thought this was edited, but apparently it's not. Danielle just blatantly says yes.
Yeah.
And Danielle thinks there's a reason why Lindsay continuously pushes him. And Lindsay says it's because she doesn't trust that he won't leave again. Which, after the fight last night, kind of proved Lindsay's point that he's ready and willing to just pack up his bags and leave when
yeah.
things get a little tough. And Danielle, at the end of the talk, asks if Lindsay still wants to be with him. And Lindsay says that she doesn't know just yet. I mean, they're not together today, so she figures it out.
Yeah, but I also just feel like Lindsay does her part in pushing Stravi away, too, for no, like, there's no reason.
Yeah.
You can test him in other ways.
When things get tough for her, she doesn't have to be like, well, you can leave. Like, she doesn't have to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Lindsay definitely has some clearly abandonment issues that she has to work through. Otherwise, it's just going to, these things are just going to continue to happen in her relationships. And it's not going to be good for her. And clearly, she has a specific timeline, so she's got to figure it out. And then we get into the practice wedding.
Oh, right. And
I thought Amanda looked so beautiful.
Yeah, I loved her dress.
And, like, her hair and makeup, like, everything just, like, looked so good on her. I was, yeah. like, when she walked out, I was like, oh my gosh, it's so pretty. Then, yeah, so right before Amanda asked Paige to be one of her bridesmaids in a real wedding, and Kyle asked Carl to be co-best man with his brother, and they both, Paige and Carl, say yes, and they're very grateful for it, and it was a sweet moment. It was cute. And then Lindsay and Stravi talk, and Lindsay admits that she needs to stop pushing Stravi to the point that he feels he needs to pack up and leave. Stravi apologizes for, like, triggering her abandonment issues and always resorting to running away. So they obviously acknowledge their own faults. It's just if they could, like, work together and get past that is the real issue. And yeah. At this current moment, Lindsay said that she wanted to make things work, but she just doesn't think that they should move in together, which is a good decision.
Yeah.
Very good. But obviously, present day, they don't make it work.
Yeah.
Eesh. All right. And we're moving on. Yeah. I feel like we're getting through this pretty quickly. I feel always like the season finale episodes are just like quick little wrap-ups.
Yeah.
Hey, we're closing the chapter. Yay! Yeah. And we get to the practice wedding. And I thought Carl did such a good job on this. It was so cute and pretty.
I wish they didn't have the ceremony in the front. I was confused as to why. Maybe because the steps and stuff.
Yeah, but it would make more sense if it was in the back.
Yeah, I was confused by that, but it looked good anyway.
Yeah.
And then, I was confused on why Robert was cooking and, like, such a good meal. And so then I went to his Instagram during the show, and I was like, oh, he is a chef.
Yeah, I wrote down this one note. I was like, is Robert, like, a chef or something? Because he was, like, cooking up a full five-star, like, meal. And then later, while they're eating, Sarah's like, oh, Danielle's has the right idea, like, dating a chef. I was like, oh, okay, so he is a chef. Like, this is what he does.
I went to his Instagram, and he was, like, posting pretty food. So I was like, oh, he must be a chef.
I was, like, so confused. It was just so fancy that just a normal person wouldn't really cook that. So it was intense, but it looked very good. And then, obviously we talked about this earlier, but Paige gives her speech. I thought it was sweet, but then she says in the speech, I'm so happy to be one of your real bridesmaids in your real wedding, which then Hannah is hurt by. And that's when she says, like, this is Paige's reward for keeping her mouth shut the entire summer. We've all just obviously already talked about our feelings on that. So.
Yeah, I feel like Hannah isn't really jealous or hurt about not being a bridesmaid. I think she's just more jealous and hurt about the state of the friendship. But it was also like, I don't want to like put it all on her, but it was a lot of her doing.
Yeah. Like if she just resolved her issues with Kyle, I think things would just be a lot different.
Yeah.
But she refuses to and just always makes Amanda choose, but then doesn't like it when Amanda always chooses Kyle, even though it just like wouldn't make sense for Amanda to choose Hannah.
Yeah.
Weird. Then Carl gives a cute little speech about him and Kyle and their friendship. And he's like, and Kyle and Carl, it just sounds so good together. I was like, oh, the bestest it's friends in the world. Yeah, it just flows. Then it's party time. And they're all raging.
Yeah.
And Danielle and Robert made it official. Yes. The cutest couple, the most normal couple on the show.
And they're still together today.
Things we love to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it ended on such like a good, happy note. It was just nice. But
yeah,
I thought it was a great summer. I thought it was a really good season. We had some dramatic moments and some growth in some people. I thought this was a good season for some people.
Yeah, I thought it was especially good because of like COVID and stuff. It was still entertaining.
Yeah.
Like
watch like the Real Housewives season and they're just boring.
Yeah. And especially this is the first time they're staying in the house through the weeks, so it's that made it more entertaining. I wonder if next in future seasons they'll just have them stay in the house all summer again.
I think they should. I think
because
that
it creates
like,
more drama.
Yeah, I think after they're gonna see like the ratings of this season compared to the others and be like, okay, wait, COVID made us find something here.
Yeah,
because. When you're stuck in a house with people, obviously tensions rise faster, which creates more drama, which creates more people's interest in reality TV. So I think it's a good idea to keep them locked in a house.
It also is a bigger commitment, but I feel like since it's only like a few weeks, it's fine.
Yeah, and like they would be doing it anyway. Like it's not like they're not working. They're all still working.
Yeah.
It's just Also, I feel like it's easier for them not having to like pack a bag every single weekend and then drive out there.
And they get a bigger house.
Yeah. They get a bigger house, and like practically their Fridays and Sundays, they don't really do anything because they're driving to the Hamptons house. It's really only like Saturdays that they get off here. They didn't have to do any of that. So they were able to like party so much more.
They probably liked it better.
I think so. I would.
Yeah.
It does. I feel like it does, like, being locked in a house, it does make you go crazy a little bit more. But I think next, like, this upcoming summer, if they're all vaccinated and stuff, if they do decide to, like, keep them in the house during the week, it'll be better for them because they'll probably be able to, like, get out and do more things outside of the house more.
Yeah.
Instead of just only stay in the house.
Yeah, they might. They also might have to do stay in the house thing again because of like COVID and like with like the vaccine, obviously. Yeah. We'll still be taking precautions.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So. Oh, yeah, that might be true.
But well, also like with ratings, like you were saying, even if they didn't have to, they would probably put that into consideration.
Because just like, so many people that we have talked to just like started watching the show this season.
Yeah.
This season, I think, is like the best season they've had ever.
Yeah. You know how Andy Cohen doesn't usually, I don't want to say effort.
He puts more time into like the Real Housewives.
And, like marketing it and posting about it. But he posts about Summer House a lot too. And like he was filming like, oh, we're at the, we're like, if, I don't know, last week, whatever. He was like, oh, we're at the reunion, like filming today.
Yeah. And I think it says a lot that this is the season that they actually get a reunion set.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Salt Lake City had won their first season. So clearly something happened to Summer House this season that it was like deemed good enough to have a reunion set of their own.
Yeah. But I also feel like for Real Housewives, they're automatically going to have a reunion. That's not like in a studio because it's Real Housewives.
True.
You know. But yeah, but also Salt Lake City got good ratings.
Yeah, Salt Lake City was
good. And it's gonna get
good first season.
It's gonna even get bigger ratings because of what's happening with Jen.
Jen. Oh my gosh. Yeah, because they got like all her like federal issues on tape.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's gonna be such a good season two. Oh
yeah,
we love Salt Lake City.
Yeah, and then a week from like after this week, I'm pretty sure New York City starts, not this week but next. Yeah. So when we're vaccinated, we can, I would think it premieres on a Tuesday.
I think May 13th.
Oh, then I'm off. I thought it was like May 4th.
Be so wrong
if it's May 4th.
What's May 13th? Something's May 13th.
Beverly Hills, I think.
Okay.
May 4th is...
That's the day we get fully vaxxed.
Yeah, so we can watch that.
May the 4th be with you.
When is... Not that I care about Beverly Hills. May 19th.
Oh, May 19th.
Yeah. Honestly, we'll be gone. We'll be home.
I just like pulled dates out of my head and think it there's something. Like I was at dinner with Caitlin the other night and she we were talking about a movie called Into the Heights on when it releases, and she's like, yeah, when does it release this summer? I was like, oh, June 26th. Like so confident, knew it, because I was like, it's like the same day as like my dog's birthday. Like that's how I made the connection. And she was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I was like, hold on, let me just like make sure. I looked it up. It was like June 9th or something. I was like, I do that good.
It's because you probably, you know what? So you said your dog's birthday was June 19th?
June 26th.
Oh, then never mind. I was going to say like how, I don't know why, June 9th, I just did the same thing.
I just pulled dates out of my head. Like I know. What
they- no, because I was going to usually say like, let's just say your dog's birthday was June 19th.
Yeah.
And then you said the movie premiered June 9th. So you see the number and the month, like 9 and 19th, and you're like, oh, June 19th, my dog's birthday. So then you just associate with that.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I think I did that because my brother's birthday is July 19th.
Oh, okay.
Even though it's, I don't know, but that's where I was going with that. But then it completely didn't prove that.
Literally, it's just like, I don't know what I do. I'm so confident with my answers too. I'm like, oh, May 13th.
You weren't off. No. Just May 19th.
I was in the teens.
Yeah. But yeah, when we're not doing well with the second dose, we can watch.
Yeah, we can watch.
But make still get better. Your vaccines, people.
Yeah.
Still get your
vaccines.
You're
only in pain for one day. One day. And then
it's better.
And then you're good.
It's better than not getting it.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to put it out there. Since you get the vaccine, doesn't mean you are immune to the coronavirus. I was, me and Mia got sandwiches at, because there's like, obviously, we don't want to go to, anyway, only the one dining hall is open. Pipe?
Did you
no,
do
we went, pipe? No, we went to like, the gas station down there that also has like, part of it is like a sub shop.
Oh, Shortstop?
No. Not in the commons, like,
oh,
it by Sunset Grill.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, the guy walks in. First of all, he walks in with no mask, and I'm pretty sure the cash register person was like, you need a mask. And so he turns to his friend who has a mask on and was like, do you have a mask? And they leave, and he comes back, both wearing a mask. And he comes and he goes, I got vaccinated, so it doesn't matter anyway, which is not true. You can still get it without knowing, but it just diminishes your, at least that's
your reaction.
Knowledge. That's to my knowledge. I'm not a scientist. I could be completely wrong. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor.
No, I think you're right. I think you can still get it. It just, you won't get it as bad as you would if you weren't vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's like the flu. You get right. A flu vaccine. You can still get the flu, but it just won't hit you as much.
Right. And I literally wanted to turn to him and be like, that's false. I just didn't. But I also wanted to be like, that's false.
It's not worth it.
Right. But also, like, he probably truly thinks that, which is fair, but it's just not true.
See, that's
the dangerous.
That's the thing about vaccines, though, is like, people think that once you get a shot, you're like immune to it. But it's just not the case, but that's how like everyone looks at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just not.
Anyway, moral of the story is get your vaccine.
Yeah.
If you're able to, unless like obviously you have like medical conditions, stuff like that. But yeah, one day of feeling yucky is granted if you will increase the herd immunity.
Yes, so we can get back to normal life.
Yes.
And we can do this podcast in person.
Yeah.
And not over Zoom.
Yeah. Even though we do live together, but that's different. That's a whole other thing, because then
the like feedback, it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, we would have to get the microphone thing.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all we have for you today on the last episode of Bravo Breakdown.
Yeah.
Sad. We will be back next semester, next fall, with more shows, more breakdowns, and more Lexi and Matt ages. Talking tea about reality TV.
Be sure to watch New York City. I'm biased, but that is my favorite franchise on Bravo television. Yeah.
Just because we're not doing the recaps doesn't mean you should just stop watching Bravo. Continue to support Bravo. We love their shows.
Yes.
We're going to keep watching them. And
Beverly Hills is also on, but not as good. Throwing it out there.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in next fall for when we're back. And DM us on Instagram. Let us know what you thought about the season finale of Summer House. Thank you so much for everything. We had so much fun doing this podcast, and knowing that people are actually listening is so, it feels so good.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, sorry, but my mom sent like our podcast or like the username, whatever, to her friends at work because they love Summer House and they've been watching. So shout out to them. Oh. I don't think I've met them before ever, but shout out to them.
Thank
you. And to my mom.
Yeah.
And my family.
Yeah. Thanks for everyone for listening. It means the world to us. Shout out to Emmy.
Yes, you read my mind. Shout out to Emmy, my new niece.
My only niece.
She's a four-legged niece. She's a dog. She's really cute. She's a poodle. Standard poodles all the way. Rufus and Bo have a new friend. All right. I could put that along. Shout out to Emmy.
Yeah.
Catherine will hear this if she listened this far, but I don't know if she does.
Yeah. Catherine, text Maddie if you made it to this part.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Thanks so much for everything, guys. I'm Lexi.
And I'm Maddie. And this is Bravo Breakdown. Next time this will be occurring is Ruby Juniors.